Hey, how are you? Happy to be here. This event is pretty special to me. It's called One Rhyme at a Time. Basically, to break free of the stigmas and the stereotypes of anything to do with mental illness, addiction, any type of struggle that people go through, and how we overcome these obstacles in life through the arts.
Okay, and how did you get the inspiration? Well, first tell us a bit about you. You're an artist, you're producing this. What are you all about?
Well, I've been performing since I was 6 years old. I've been in the music industry pretty much my whole life. I've also struggled with mental illness myself. I battled with addiction. I'm in recovery now. These things have all... touched home with me. And going through the years, I've been to a lot of, as a woman, I've been to a lot of showcases where I was never heard, where, was never be able to get my own time slot due to like the guys and just chauvinistic things. I've dealt with reverse racism, a lot of just stereotypes and labels. It doesn't have to necessarily be the two that I'm speaking about. I'm just speaking about those two because those are the two that I deal with. And that's why you said it wasn't on the flyer, because it's basically one rhyme at a time. It's one rhyme at a time because I do music and that's how I get through life. Music has gotten me through my obstacles one rhyme at a time. It's kind of like... taken from the one day at a time slogan in NAAA, whatever you'd like to say, that's basically a way that I get through life. And whatever way people choose to get through life in their type of arts, a lot of times people that deal with those types of struggles do are musicians. And, they said Albert Einstein was crazy, but he's a genius. So,
So tell us what to expect at the event.
Well, you can expect a whole lot of everything. It's not just one such thing. There's going to be a couple designers and a fashion show. Shout out to Tierra Conklin and Sean Delaney. We've got people performing from California, Massachusetts, all to be at this positive event. We've got local musicians, Kettlewell. We've got local rappers. We've got comedians. We've got dancers. We've got singers such as myself. We've got motivational speakers. The legendary DJ Albi is going to be speaking. It's a lot of everything. There's going to be vendors, which is, she's the co-director of that side, so she can speak on that. It's everything because the arts has no limit.
So we're speaking with performing artist Claire Promise, and she's joined here in the studio by Rayanne Sarnecki.
That's correct. Yeah, we're going to have some vendors there also. A lot of people who deal with mental health or addiction express themselves through painting, photography. So we want to represent them. We're going to have a couple people with painting. They make jewelry makers. It's just the arts seem to be a real outlet for people who are struggling with things in their life. And I myself, have been in recovery and I chose photography. I like to deal with black and white photography. I like to catch the moment. I do a lot of videos. I do videos for Claire, a lot of videos for artists, music artists. And I do documentaries, and I had worked 25 years and decided after retiring that it was my time to do what I wanted to do. So I went back to school and got my associate's degree in photography. So I'm finding a niche to do that. But the vendors are basically people who are expressing their feelings through their art also.
And tell us a bit about the venue.
The venue is at the Albany Barn. It's a nonprofit organization. They actually... it's like awesome that I'm having it there. I actually reside there, as does Rayanne.
Yeah, we both do.
They put this building. Well, the building was an old school, but they made it into an art building. It's a building for all artists. And they put it there to just help the community, to try to bring that piece of community some love and some change. And I just feel so blessed and honored to be a part of that and to be able to bring this type of piece of event, which has never been brought there before, in this building is kind of, I think, groundbreaking.
It's the old St. Joseph's School, if people are familiar with Albany and Arbor Hill, which is a community that needs some revitalization where we are. I mean, it's not the best neighborhood, but I think we bring a lot to the neighborhood as far as with the arts being right there. It's a on one side of the building is the commercial side, which is where the event will be. The other side of the building is the Academy Lofts, where you have to either be an artist or someone involved in the arts to apply to live there.
So. Yeah.
And how did you get involved with the barn? How did that? How did it come to be the venue for your performance?
Well, I live there. So
it makes it
a little easier to go over and say, hey, can I do an event here? You know, I love everyone that works there, and we reside there. And it's just the building, you know, is there to bring love into the community. And it just the focus of the event fits purpose into the why the building is even there. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't want it at any other place. I wouldn't want it at like a club or something, because it's not that type of event.
Great. And the tickets are available on our Eventbrite.
Thank you for bringing that up.
$15 through Eventbrite or $20 at the door.
Yep. Go to One Rhyme at a Time on Facebook, and that's the event page. And you can click on the book now, and it'll take you right to Eventbrite, and you can get them. And also Eventbrite.com, you can put in One Rhyme at a Time, and you can buy the tickets there as well.
We will be having refreshments, raffles, gift bags,
door prizes. We have a lot of sponsors in the making, so don't miss out.
So if I've got all this right, because there's a lot going on, it's an event at the barn in downtown Albany. It's in May, May
23rd.
May 23rd. It's going to be featuring you, Claire Promise, singing with many other artists. And our other guest, Rayanne Czarnecki, is organizing a resource table and merchandise.
Yes, well, we also plan on having some people from some organizations. We wanted to try to get AIDS testing and some other other things available for people who are there.
Team Hope in our own voices are trying to get on board. So,
and the whole thing is a benefit for mental health organizations.
No, it's not. It's not really a benefit. It's to show how we express ourselves, because sometimes a lot of artists don't know how to express themselves, and the only way that they can is through the arts. So people that struggle on a daily basis, that's how we do it. You know what I mean? This is how we do it, and that's how we create greatness. You know what I mean? That's how music is made. It's through pain. It's through love. It's through this, and you can't really feel music unless it's through an emotion. Or through art, or whatever you say. So that's basically how we're doing it. We're letting the world see all brought together of, like, you know, just like, this is how we express ourselves. This is the struggles we go through. We're going to have motivational speaking and have music, or the arts have helped people do that, sort of for people like you that don't really understand what this event is about. That's what the motivational speakers are there for, to sort of touch base on that.
Well, and I think to a lot of people who do deal with mental health or struggle with addiction, have a hard time. They're very great artists. They're great entertainers, but they don't know how to move over to another part of life, you know, into the part of life where maybe they want to produce their music, or they don't have the ability to get their stuff out there. So it's a platform for the people who don't have the ability or the knowledge on getting heard.
Right, to
so
be
we
heard.
We want people who are struggling and everything to know that there are people out there interested in what they're doing, whether they're singing or painting or whatever. What you're doing, we want people to notice what you're doing.
Exactly. Everyone needs to be heard. Everyone is equal. And everyone needs a chance to shine.
Great. So it's an evening celebrating the healing power of the arts.
Yes. There we go.
And getting people in touch.
Put that on our flyer.
Yes, I like that.
Okay. And getting people in touch with how they can do it themselves.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yes.
Well, that sounds like a real winner. And now, for folks who want more information, you mentioned Eventbrite. Is there a webpage or someplace where they can get more information, or Facebook?
Yep, go on Facebook, and you can just go on One Rhyme at a Time, and it'll bring you right to the event page. There's probably over like 35 different posts that we've put up of like shots that Rayanne's taken, videos we've done of us. It's almost like in the making behind the scenes of the momentum of us getting ready, you know, the fashion show rehearsals of getting ready for the event. So we're building a momentum and letting people know of what we're doing so they can sort of see like behind the scenes. If you go on that page, it gives a little description of what it's about, all that. So go on the event page on Facebook and you'll be able to see a little bit more of in the making behind the scenes.
Great. Thank you so much for coming out and telling us about this. Hope to see you in Albany.
Thank you.